Ahoy hoy, this is the Hot Spurs podcast, the Miley Cyrus of Spurs shows, with Steve from Essex and former Chippendale wannabe Colin McKee from Northern Ireland. With all the latest news and views from White Hart Lane, this is the Hot Spurs podcast.
That's when Ozzy had his dream, and then Henry, he done the trick, scored the best goal.
Wrong.
Spurs are crap. They are. Right, shall we knock the old scoring system on the head again?
Yes. Too much to do.
Okay.
All these questions.
I know. I'll tell you what then, let's get straight into it. Yeah?
Okay. Yeah? No problem.
I've literally just called Colin, and what's the point in doing all the fluff at the start? Let's get straight into it. So, all right then, obviously we stuck a couple of tweets out there, and we can cover the Newcastle game as we go through all these questions. So, you know, let's get cracking. For tomorrow's show, this is the tweet I put out. For tomorrow's show, can you send individual questions for Steve or Colin? Please state if the question is for Steve or indeed Colin. A little bit of a change here. So
yeah.
What we'll do is we'll try and stick to just our own questions.
Okay.
And, you're not allowed to say your own view because these questions are for just us. How about that?
No problem.
Right, so Gerard Chapman, we'll start with him. Colin, can you give us a convincing argument why we should revert to 4-4-2?
Yeah, I'd seen this from Gerard on the Facebook page, obviously. And I know I've been saying about going back to 4-4-2. Look, obviously, you know, where I'm coming from on it is it's a system I would like to see. He doesn't play this way, and it's not the way he likes to play. So it more than likely isn't going to happen. But, you know, it's something that I just think, especially at home, I think it's a system that I would like to see and possibly try. I've actually written down a couple of formations, which I'll put out there. I know that'll probably cover maybe a couple of other questions from a few other guys. But, you know, as a home team, and see what you think of this, Steve, you know, it's obviously Lloris and Nets. I'm going Walker right back, Kabul and Vertonghen. And I would put Danny Rose in the left back at the minute because I do think we're just lacking that balance on the left-hand side.
With Danny Rose out the side, what's your back four?
Well, I would put Dawson back in there, probably with Kabul, and move Vertonghen out to the left, or yeah. Churiches, because I've been very impressed with Churiches as well.
Yeah, but it's Kabul, isn't it? Kabul's our best central defender.
I think so. He came on against Newcastle and I thought he was outstanding. You know, he was really, really strong. But, you know, I would go with the back four if everybody was fit of that. Then obviously we've got Sandro coming in there as our holding defensive player. And then I would go probably across the middle in front of Sandro. I would go for Lamella or Lennon at White Hart Lane, just depending who maybe hits a bit of form. And then I would go in with Polinio and Eriksen with Townsend over on the left-hand side, just to maybe change it round. And then Soldado up front on his own. Or the other thing that I thought about was maybe go on, say, Lamella on the right, Sandro in behind with Eriksen, Townsend, and say the likes of Adi Baiora front there with Soldado. A really attacking formation, Steve. And, you know, it's hard to say convincing 4-4-2. I think with so many options, but at home I just feel, you know, we just need to get more attacking players. I've seen a lot of guys even saying, look, play Eriksen and Holtby, you know, in behind the striker, you know, play the two of them for creative. I don't know if that would work, but I just feel that at home we just need to go for it a bit more.
No mention of Dembele at all there, Cole.
No, but he's in my away team.
Mm.
So yes, should I quickly just tell you what my away team would be?
Go for it, yeah.
I go Lloris, Walker, Kabul, Vertonghen, Rose again. Lennon on the right with Sandro and Polinio. Townsend on the left with Dembele in behind the striker, whether that's the four or Soldado, just to give Dembele. I just think the guy is so, he just glides past people when he wants to, and maybe that's just slightly more forward role for him, and he's got the likes of Polinio and Sandro in behind him. That would be my away team.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be repeating myself if I said about Dembélé again. You know, it's the same thing, wasn't it? He was playing too deep, and now he's getting loads of stick for it. And it's a shame because he shouldn't be getting stick for, you know, playing poorly or whatever. He shouldn't be playing in that position. And we've tried it several times now, where we've sort of said, oh, with the home side, you know, we've got enough in defence. Sandro doesn't really need to play this one. You know, we've got players that come in and get back and tackle and get stuck in. And Dembélé does tackle as well. He's a good tackler. You know, for me, it isn't working. And we've talked about it, haven't we, how Sandro covers the back four, and then the other players can push on. And it's not worked. And although, saying that, we create the most chances, you know, the most goalkeeper saves and all that, which everybody else is saying, so we won't bang on about it too much, Carl.
Yeah, but, you know, as you know, just to sort of finish off up there, because I know there's loads of questions to get through, you know, I made a wee comment on Facebook at half-time about these substitutes are a joke. Now, I got a bit of stick off a few guys there, and a few people actually went over the top, so...
What did you mean by that, Carl? Because I didn't quite get that.
Right, well, what I meant by was, obviously, I knew Churches was injured, and I knew we needed to bring on a defender. That was fine. But, you know, obviously, in hindsight, when you've seen the way Sandro changed the game, yes, you know, it was correct. But to me, why I got frustrated, we were at home. First half, we were terrible. We were so slow in our build-up, and I just wanted the changes at half-time to be the likes. Lamela was outstanding in Europe. I just wanted him to get on. And when I seen the two substitutes, I went... There's no space for anybody else to come on. We've just brought on a defensive midfielder and a centre half. You know, we can only make one more attack and change where we're a goal down and playing terrible football. And that's where it came from. Yes, in hindsight, Sandro came in and yes, he made a difference. And he was outstanding. And everybody that listens to this show knows that I love the guy. I absolutely love Sandro. But that's what that comment meant.
How about that you know. Bloke who said, right, I'm not following you anymore.
Yeah, he says, not listening to you anymore. So, and then he had a few swear words at me as well, so he got deleted, you know. Like anybody wants to come on, I don't mind people criticising me or criticising yourself, but if you're going to come on and abuse us and talk, you're getting on like you're on the Spurs show Facebook page. You know, we're not into that there. We're here to have proper banter and football chat. So just a wee delete, and we won't be hearing from him again.
Yeah, no problem. Right, Carl, next question from Gemma Stubbles, who is my favourite Spurs fan. She, of course, last year played Elefun with our favourite Sandro, and then about 6 months later gave the Player of the Year award to Gareth Bale. And her mum was my TA. She's told me all this stuff, and I was very extremely jealous. So favourite Spurs fan... Yeah, I suppose so. Anyway, she asked Steve, when can I be on the show again? What do you reckon, Cole? You're in charge now.
She asked you. You've got to answer.
Very soon. Very soon. Before Christmas.
Definitely get her on.
She makes more sense than most of the others.
Maybe she could come and play Elephant with you, Steve.
Yeah, Jason McGovern makes much more sense than him. Right. Graham Wookie Lambert, Colin, do you think a midfield of Sandro, Eriksen, lying deep, Lamella on the right, Holtby attacking midfield, Townsend left, with Soldado up front, I think this will work as Sandro can win the ball to give to Eriksen, who can A play to Holtby to try to play a diagonal ball, B give to Lamella or Townsend to attack wings, / cut in and shoot. I mean, that's what we're saying, aren't we? That's the basically what we're saying. We're saying Sandro in the midfield, and then he's giving it to all these other players.
Definitely, and that's stuff. Great. Yeah, you're right, Graham, in what you're saying, and it's not too far off what I was mentioning in that home formation. You know, about just getting a couple of more, you know, attacking, exciting players into the team with Sandro in behind, because Sandro. You know, he proved there on Sunday what he can do nearly on his own without having to have someone else sit beside him.
Question, Cole. Where was Capu?
Actually, good question. Well, obviously they thought just get him back in there during the week, just get him back into the team. But quite a strange one.
Just for me, it's either Capu or Sandro in that defensive midfielder. I don't know. I don't care who. And then, you know, the other midfielders, or if they're not available for injury, then Paulinho is the sitting midfielder, you know, and he sits, and then you've got other people doing the thing. Please, 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 no more Dembele as the sitting midfielder, please.
Definitely.
Luke Shady Simons says, Colin, do you still think we have no songs after at least 15 different ones were used by the 1882 against Sheriff?
Yes, I sent him actually a wee reply, and, you know, obviously on the last show we massively gave the 1882 guys from the Fighting Cock a massive shout out on our show, and, you know, it was brilliant, absolutely brilliant, but what I was saying, 15 new songs, fantastic, let's get more, let's get 30, and let's hear them. Like, were all those songs sang on Sunday?
No, of course not. I mean, 15's good. 15's good. Just keep singing them, though.
Just keep singing them. I heard the Eriksson song quite a lot on Sunday. And, you know, it went on and on and on, which was brilliant. That's what I wanted to hear. But he's right. Yeah, we've got loads more songs. It seems to be a thing that people are catching on through Twitter and through the 1882 movement about making up these new songs. And it's brilliant. Some great videos on YouTube of the guys from that night singing. So, yeah, I still believe that we need more songs, just to answer his question, but we need to sing them at the league games. And if we can get these guys a block, which we mentioned as well on the last show, if these guys could get a block somewhere in the ground and be able to do this every week with their flags and all these songs, what a difference. It'd be brilliant. And I would love to come over. Definitely will try and get over and get the 1882 game.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'd like to be involved with that as well.
Yeah.
If Flav and Ricky will let us.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I'll show them how to sing.
And then we've got Chris Knights here. Steve, first Spurs game you went to and memories thereof. Well, my first game watching Spurs was Dad took me against Coventry. In 1986, I think it was. It was a rotten day, middle of February, and we wasn't going to go, then we was, then we wasn't, then we was. We went up there, Harfield Stadium, rubbish atmosphere, if I remember right. I mean, I loved every minute of it, but, you know, it was rotten. The away crowd, there was about 10 Coventry fans there. Terrible game. Chris Waddle was my hero at the time. Absolutely atrocious. I mean, if you're disappointed with some of our performances this year, you know, he was absolutely terrible, strolling around, didn't care, and that was a vivid memory of mine. And then they won, Coventry won 1-0 with a rotten old goal in the last 10 minutes. So it was a typical Spurs game, just like we've watched in the last few weeks. Got home, and then my mum said, oh, you know, shame about the result. Oh, you know, not to worry. I said, Mum, I absolutely loved every minute of it. You know, going to that Spurs shop for the first time. You know, walking into a shop where everything is Spurs. You know, I came away with two or three nice little things, you know, and I can't remember what they were, but hey, I absolutely loved it. So that was my first game, and I think it's a lot of Spurs fans' first game, isn't it? It is a loss.
Yeah. My own was a draw.
No, only for me, these questions.
All right, okay.
I'm joking. Okay. Go for it. Go on, what's yours?
No, mine was quickly. Mine was Everton at home. I can't remember the year, but I think it ended 2-2. And I think Les Ferdinand scored, and might have been Ginola scored, but it was Everton 2-2, but loved it, as you said. Just, I remember being, I couldn't sleep, so excited, you know, about going over, seeing White Hart Lane for the first time. And, you know, the biggest thing, do you know, walking up those steps, Steve, and you first see the pitch, and you first see the stadium, because obviously I'd only ever seen it on TV, and you just never really knew what it was really like, and you walked up those steps, and I'm actually getting goosebumps now even thinking about it, and you just seen White Hart Lane for the first time and loved every minute of it.
Yeah. Gemma Stubbles again says, Steve, what do you make of Paulinho? I think he's a really, really good player. If I had my first 11, everybody fit, he wouldn't be my first 11, but he'd definitely be on the subs bench and, you know, probably come on at some point. But, you know, he's a brilliant squad player who would play the majority of the games. The other question is, what do you think of this midfield problem? Who will you give the service to? Who's going to give the service to Soldado to bang in the goals? And who do you think should start in midfield? Well, My midfield, again, if it's a four, let's think, you'd go with Sandro without a doubt as your defensive midfielder. I'd go, at the moment, I'd go Townsend and Lamella on the wings. And then I'd go with Dembele because I want him to be the attacking midfielder, you know, but his role is literally an attacking midfielder. Don't come back into your own half, literally, that sort of thing. That's my midfield. Midfield three would be with Sandro, again, Dembele and possibly Paulinho or Holtby, and then the two wide men again, probably Lamella and Townsend with Soldado up front. But, you know, I really don't mind if it's Holtby or Eriksen or if it's Townsend or Lennon, you know, as long as they're doing what they're good at. You know, Eriksen, for example, I'm just going to have a little bit of a go at him here. He's come in to be the creative midfielder, not to just lay it off. You know, you can lay it off. You cannot give the ball away. That's fine. But you're not there to do that, mate. You know, and this is, I'm really, really just giving him a little bit of a critique. I'm not having a massive go at him here. But he's there to do his little skills and little things more so than other players, perhaps. You know, Holtby's there to get stuck in and run around, and there's his Paulinho. But Eriksen's not. Eriksen's there to do his little tricks. Let's see them, please.
Definitely. Look, I agree with you. And you know, it was one thing, you know, watching the game against Newcastle. You know, he had a great shot. Like how he missed that chance, Steve. You know,
put your foot through it, son.
Put your foot through it, and like, to be honest with you, I nearly put the TV through the wall. So that I couldn't believe it, and I think there's a question coming up about you being so frustrated.
Well, but, I'll leave that one out because that was from Chris Knights, but that was one about our scoring system. We'll move on real quick here, Cole, if you don't mind. Colin Mountford says, Colin, do you think we should make a bid for Hernandez in January? I think he would be a quality signing.
Yeah, definitely. We spoke about him, I think, at the beginning of the season. There was a rumour that he might come in, you know, in the transfer window. Certainly, I agree. I think, you know, we're sort of looking for that fox in the box, as everybody would say it. And look, if he became available, he's definitely a player I think that we should be looking at. You know, we all love Jermaine Defoe. Soldado, I'm getting a bit fed up with people slagging this guy off. This guy needs a bit of time, but he's getting no service, absolutely no service. And that's what we're chatting about, especially at home. The wingers get down the wing. Let's start getting some crosses in or someone to play alongside him. But look, Hernandez would be a fantastic signing and definitely someone I honestly think you can see Defoe maybe moving on. And what a replacement you would have in Hernandez coming in. And he's the kind of guy that seems he would be okay to maybe be on the bench a few weeks as well. I don't think he's the kind of guy who's going to give any hassle. And a great impact player to be able to bring off the bench.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should just maybe sign one player in January and that's it.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe
one in, one out. We cannot have a huge, great load of new players in. We've done that. You know, we've got to give them time to bed in. We've got to give them loads of games. I think that a lot of those players don't think they've played for Tottenham very much. You know,
yeah.
So I think that you need to give them a good run of games. Maybe a couple go out on loan just to narrow down the choices a little bit. Because you don't want someone like Chandler putting on a suit every Saturday or Sunday. Yeah. You know, you don't want Soltby sitting there every game going, well, you know, I'm going to play 20 minutes here. I won't play the next one because, you know, give them a load of games somewhere else just for the rest of the season and you know, almost force AVB's hand a little bit in terms of you know, he's got to play these games, get these guys in and playing.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I was sitting earlier on there trying to pick these home and away teams. And I think this is one of our problems for the first time in a long time. We've actually got so many quality players. None of us know.
If we could play bench versus bench, I think we'd win every week.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, you know. And it's something that's funny. I'll jump back. Remember the Legends night we were at? There was a question that was put to Graham Roberts and Steve Sesley, what would be your starting 11? And the difference in opinion, like, Graham Roberts didn't even mention Sandro. You know, Sedgley, I don't even think, mentioned Townsend. You know, it was so, and then actually, whenever they were doing it, people were shouting out, what about Sandro? Someone else was shouting, you know, what about Lennon? What about, you know, what about Churiches? Everybody had, and if you'd have went round all 200 people, I guarantee you probably only would have got about 15 people had the same team.
Someone shouted, you know, what about Churiches? And then someone else shouted out, what about Kirachesh? And then someone shouted out, what about Churichesians? All these different pronunciations. Michael Mountford also, this is a good one. Steve, next two league games are massive games. How many points do you think we will get, if any? Now look, I'm going to really upset a lot of people here. I don't think we're going to get anything out of the next two games. But I think that will be it. We'll get those two games out the way, and then we'll have a nice run of fixtures where we can, you know, build on it. I think this is really going to take the wind out of our sails, the next two games. I think this is a real sort of period where we're still gelling. I think we'll be unlucky. You know, don't get me wrong. I think we'll play great, and I think we'll have a load of chances. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm watching the Man City game with you, Colin. I can guarantee you, Cole, that we will either miss a penalty or we'll get someone sent off when they shouldn't have been or something really massively unlucky and we won't win that game. And also the Man United at home, you know, Man United are coming good now. Rooney's looking outstanding. Van Persie's just a brilliant player. And I think we won't get anything from that as well. Again, in a massively unlucky way. But then I think that will be it. I think that will be it out of our system. And I think there'll be a massive players meeting. And they'll say, right, we've got all these games out of our way now. Now let's push on. We'll have a load of games in December and January. And then, you know, let's go for it from there. You know what? I really want to win that West Ham game because I really want to get into the semi-final of that Capital One Cup. And people laugh about it and stuff. I want to go to Wembley. It's so important that we do well. And if we can win a trophy this year, you know, it'll be brilliant. Because Arsenal are on cloud nine at the moment, thinking they're this, that and the other. You know, and if we can come away from this season winning a trophy, and they of course not, oh, wouldn't it be great? Another one here, Graham Wookie Lambert. Actually, that's one for me. Here's one for you, Cole. From Jason McGovern. Colin, Lamella as a number 10 or as a second striker, what do you reckon?
Yeah, good point there from Jason. I think it is something that I was really impressed with him. I was delighted for the guy against, was it Sheriff during the week? Or no, it wasn't Sheriff, it was Tromso, was it?
What, this week?
The European game.
Sheriff.
Yeah, and I was really impressed with the guy. You know, he got himself dirty, he put a tackle in. He's a big, big, strong unit. But some of his skills, you know, on the ball, and, you know, maybe he's the guy in behind the striker to put, you know, you could see he was always looking for that wee through ball. And it's something which we have mentioned before that, you know, the stats aren't great for our through balls. You know, Jason could be right. Maybe that's where he should be, you know, with the team then set home, Lennon on the right, Townsend on the left, with Lamella in behind the striker. So, yeah, good point. And somewhere maybe this guy could play because, look, he scored 15 goals last year in Serie A for Roma, and I think he was coming off the wings, but he also played in that hole, and he could possibly be the man, yeah. So let's give it a go. But the biggest thing about him, and we've said, we've spent 30 million, Steve. The guy needs to get on the pitch for us. And how he didn't get on, I didn't really expect him to start against Newcastle, but how he didn't get on that pitch, I just don't know.
I thought it'd be Lennon, but he went with Sigurdsson, and I was like, you know, all right then. Have we got a poem this week?
No poem this week. Unfortunately, Davey's email's down, and he's in the bottom end of Ireland, so he can't get through to me.
Not to worry. Have we got fantasy football?
Yeah, we've got fantasy football.
Let's do that, mate.
Okay. Big news this week as well.
Graham Wookie Lambert's like on the edge of his seat, like, come on. We'll get to that
Graham's
in a minute. Go on, mate.
Graham's getting a shout-out in fantasy football.
Oh, is he?
Well.
All right, well, I won't read out his question then.
Okay, number one is still Dan Jones, Adam Barrett, George and Anthony Ferraro, Ez George, Stephen Taylor, Kirk Fortek, Daniel Pearson, Carl Woodbridge, Patrick Morris, and Chrissy Rich. At the bottom of the league is Mason Joseph, Angus Doodle, Lee Berry, Michael Parker, and Graham Wiggy Lambert. Graham, you're in the bottom five, mate. Come on. You're asking me questions about Freemasons. You better get your Freemasons sorted out in your fantasy. Steve, you've jumped up to 98th place. But the big news, I have jumped up to 30th. I jumped up 45 places this week, Steve.
Because you've got Suarez in your side.
Captain as well. Guess what? I'm only 40 points off the top 10. I told everybody weeks ago that I was coming, and I will be up there. So I've jumped up to 30th place. Most points this week with 83 points, just beating me, by the way, was Daniel Pearson, who's jumped up into the top 10. So excellent stuff, guys. Keep it up. Great fun.
Maybe you shouldn't have a player that Arsenal have bid for as well. Because, you know, Suarez. It's bid for him. Maybe I think you should take Suarez out of your side.
Okay, stop you changing the rules.
So Graham Lambert asked about the goalkeeper. Where do you think we'd be in the league without Lloris? I mean, he's brilliant, isn't he?
Yeah.
And but I like Friedel as well. Unfortunately, Friedel is so old. You know, but he's safe. That's the thing about Friedel. He's a safe pair of hands. He's been all right this season, I think. He's not looked too vulnerable, has he?
Yeah, I think, was there another question from somebody about, about would Lloris have saved that opportunity? It might have been from the Lee Townsend.
Yeah.
But we
might get onto that, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, to me, I think, you know, if we hadn't had Lloris, we probably wouldn't have won. Definitely wouldn't have had as many clean sheets. And definitely, you know, for Saturday, I do think he would have been off his line. He would have been near the edge of that box and probably would have been on top. But, you know, just to mention that, and I do want to talk after these questions about the Newcastle game. You know, that tackle from Pellegrino, Steve, before the goal, that was horrendous. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. And I'll get on to him whenever we chat about it.
Okay, well, Jason McGovern asks, do you still think Townsend should be cutting inside at every opportunity and shooting or providing service for Soldado? And Emerson Webster backs him up by saying, you stole my thunder. I think that the inverted wingers thing needs to be dropped for a while and Townsend dropped because his end product is near zero recently. Lennon at least stretches the defence because he has the touchline. Lamella on the other side will create room for the midfield to penetrate. Guys, that is a classic example of the players that aren't playing are better than the players that are playing, which, you know, is so easy to say. We know what Lennon can do, and we've seen glimpses of what Lamella can do. But whether that or not they would have done it, I don't know. You know, Townsend, to me, still seems to be trying. He's not played as well the last couple of games. So what are we going to do? That's it then. Townsend's out the side. You know, this guy's been our best player all season. He's come in. He wants to do something. He wants to make a name for himself. And he's been fantastic. He's been brilliant for England. And you watch, he'll play this game against Chile. He'll be first name on the team sheet. And we're criticising him now because he hasn't played so well the last couple of games. The reason he's cutting in and having a shot is because the lack of movement up front. You know, to be able to thread a ball through to a guy when you're so far up the pitch anyway, thread a ball through to Soldado when he hasn't got any height as well. So it's not as if he can get round the back and chip one in. Because Soldado hasn't got the height. So I don't know what you want Townsend to do. You know, it's an impossible mission. But, you know, I want him to do all those things, Jason. I want him to cut inside. I want him to shoot. I want him to get around the back. I want him to get the crosses in. What I don't want him to do is what Lennon does. And I'm a big fan of Lennon. I love Lennon when he does these things. But what Lennon does far too much is passes it back. And as long as Townsend isn't passing it back, then I'm absolutely fine with the way he performs. Positive, going forward, creating problems. Might make the odd mistake, but hey, he's young, he's going to learn from them. Absolutely dropping him at the moment would be a ridiculous message to send out. Maybe drop him for one game and see what Lennon can do, because, you know, there's no room for sentimentality here. And if Lennon comes in and does brilliant and creates those chances for Soldado, wonderful. Will he, though? Will he? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, what Emerson's saying as well there, maybe about, you know, the inverted wingers, you know, maybe it is time for AVB to, you know, he'd done it, you know, with Bale and Lemon last year, you know, to maybe switch them about, you know, during the game. You know, if it isn't working, you know, put Townsend over, you know, where he might just on the left foot, you know, get down the wing a wee bit more far and a few more crosses. But you're right, we need someone in the box. And, you know, at the minute, and you've seen it against Newcastle, Soldado is, he's being dragged out of that box to come and try and get the ball. The guy's trying to work to get it. And the amount of times that we're in around that area, and then you look and there's nobody there. And maybe again, that's where the presence need to be. And something I was going to mention earlier, we're talking about signing Hernandez. To me, the priority is we need to sign a big striker, you know, a Benteke or a Seco. And that's, to me, what we need in the team.
Yeah, no point talking about Adebayor at the moment. He's not in the team. He's not anywhere near the team, so no point talking about it. Chris Knights, how long? This one's for you, Cole. How long is a reasonable amount of time to give a team to bed in?
Well, I think with us making so many changes, you know, like 7 or 8, you know, class players. Townsend, we could class Townsend as being a new signing. You know, nobody's seen. I reckon that's what's maybe happened with Lamella as well. You know, we signed this player, they weren't expecting Townsend to possibly do what he's done. You know, so you have to look at that. Look, I think we've got to give it up to, you know, till after Christmas. We really do. I say we can't afford to fall too far off. I agree with you slightly about the next two games. I think that's where the frustration came in for the Newcastle defeat. You know, 3 points there, where we're going to be 2 off Arsenal. We're going to be 4 ahead of Man City getting to play them. Just give you that bit of breathing space. But, you know, I don't know, Steve, but unfortunately, the way the Premier League is nowadays and the way supporters are, nobody has any time anymore. Everybody wants it to happen straight away. But I think it's going to take, you know, maybe up until Christmas here, until really all these guys bed in. If you look at Chadley hasn't played, you know, so it's going to take that guy even longer to bed in. And, you know, nobody's even mentioned him being in their first 11 or even on their bench, so it's going to be difficult. How do you get Capoue in ahead of Sandro? I don't think you're going to play the two of them together. How are you going to play Dembele and Eriksen, Hope, Paulinho? It's going to be difficult to bed this squad in.
Yeah, we've got 10 minutes left, Cole. Kate Coggins, do you think it's AV no plan B at the moment? I'm all for AVB, but he doesn't seem to have a plan B when things go wrong. Sorry, we were 1-0 down. Newcastle made 2 changes, didn't he, Carl?
Yeah, he did. One of them was obviously forced. But, you know, it is something that a lot of people are saying about, is there a plan B? And sometimes, and it's something I once chat about, I do worry sometimes, you know.
But there is, isn't there? Because he stuck Defoe up front with Soldado with 25 minutes to go.
He did, but that didn't work, Steve.
No, I know, but that's a plan B, isn't it?
I don't know.
I mean, what is a plan B if it's not sticking 2 strikers up there?
It is, but I still don't think he went straight to 4-4-2 to change the whole formation.
So it's go. You know, so a plan B is 4-3-3 changed to 4-4-2, and that's plan A to plan B.
I don't know.
Isn't it?
You know, to me, I think so. You know, a plan B has to be to change the formation of the team and to be able to go for it. You know, to me, if you're losing at home, you go 3 at the back. And you push your wide man on, even take off, you know, move for Toggin in and take off, you know, a defender, or take off, you know, Walker and stick Lamella on. But unfortunately, because of the injuries that happened at half time, didn't give him much of a chance. But, you know, she's right in what she's saying as well. I do worry sometimes that there isn't another idea, that he just wants to stick to this. You know, this is my system, this is what we're going to do. And I think, you know, we need to start seeing it. You know, I think the whole thing comes down, we as supporters just want to see a bit of injection. You know, we were so slow, Steve, on Sunday. You know, even in the second half, there was periods where it was so slow, these teams were able to get back in behind the ball. And, you know, we don't want to pipe back to the Redknapp days, but you think of some of the football that was played, yes, with Gareth Bale and whatever, but they were exciting games. And I think at home, this is where he just needs to have these other options of, right, if it isn't working, let's go for it.
Yeah, let's get forward. And by the way, I didn't mean to be mean to Kate Coggins there. And if you look at her the picture there on Facebook, I would never argue with Kate Coggins in a million years. Lee Townsend, Hugo would have been off his line had that good in, wouldn't it, Colin? So this is Lee Townsend here. He wants to come to a game with me, which he can, no problem. In fact, in the new year, I'm running the marathon again, so I'll be doing the contribute to my Virgin Money giving page, and you can come to a Spurs game with me, no problem. We'll do that in the new year, though. We'll start that in January. So Lee, yeah, no problem. Hugo Lloris. Would he have saved that? We had loads of shots on target. Their keeper had a first Myhill game. This really funny comment actually keeps going on. What's nothing wrong with that, ain't it, Colin? Just a bit worried we don't know what our best starting lineup is. And not that worried though. Are you, Colin? Are you worried, Colin?
No, but don't know about our favourite starting lineup. I am worried. I am. I always worry, Steve. I always worry, you know. All I do is think about Spurs all the time and what we're going to do. But it is, and we mentioned it, there's so many choices, so many good players. It's so, so difficult to pick it. But to go back to this other point, yes, I do think Lloris would have saved it. I do think Lloris would have been out there.
Yeah, probably. Ed Verson says, if you were a Spurs coach, what drills would you run through in training to improve our creativity? Well, I'd do, first of all, I'd start on corners, then I'd do free kicks, and then I'd do shooting practice. I would do no defensive work whatsoever, but I would make sure that every single... And yeah, this is the way I look at it. When we have a corner or a free kick, we don't get excited at all, whereas other teams do, quite rightly. Because they seem to whip the ball in every single time, especially the sides from lower league. You know, you get two great big tall central defenders come up, and they're like rubbing their hands together. You know, players called Nigel or, you know, Simon or something coming up front. And, you know, someone whipping in some corner. And we've got Eriksen, who's supposed to be this brilliant player. How many poor corners did he hit in? Absolutely terrible. So that's what I'd do, and we've been saying that for ages. And shooting practice. Get people shooting. I'd get people saying, look, let's see your tricks. Let's see a few things. You know, I've been watching these Real Madrid games because of Bale and everything. You know, the number of little tricks that these guys do, little back heels, little, you know, funny. You know, it's an entertainment business. It's football. Go and enjoy yourself. Go and express yourself. You know, and it comes off. It comes off. Ali Hassan says, don't you think it's time to throw Eric Lamella into the side now? I would have thrown him in at the deep end a little earlier and get him to learn the hard way. But now, his last couple of games, he looks ready to mix it. I think of the language thing, he and Soldado to get an understanding going. Also, I'd give Townsend a go down the other side. What do you think? I mean, we've answered that already. Yeah, agree on all those points. Lee Townsend, nice seats. Can I have a spare ticket? Yeah, I've said about that. What we got coming up here, right, so a couple more questions. We've got Andrew Rockhall says, how come everyone remembers the free-scoring, hard-working Addy, not the bone-idle, work-shy, overpaid parasite? Carl?
Yeah, was that to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously I think Andrew's saying it, you know, obviously because I've been going on about Addy the last few weeks. You're right on what you said earlier, and I thought about it, you know, look, the guy's not even... If he was on the bench, yes, we should be talking about him, but he's not there at the minute. I know what he's saying, and look, I slagged him off last season. You know, there was a couple of games, and I said I never want to see the guy again, but I think the reason he's coming up in people in our conversations is that we just feel that Soldado needs this player maybe along with him. And look, Adi Bajor is not a bad player, and an Adi Bajor on form would make a difference to any team, and I just would like to see it's something different. He's a kind of player that we don't have at the minute in the squad. The likes of Sunday, you know, losing 1-0 to Newcastle, 15 minutes to go, instead of Defoe, maybe it was a game for Adi Bajor to go a 4-4-2. As you mentioned earlier, you're right, Steve, about free kicks and corners. Every time we get a free kick or a corner, I don't even get one bit excited. But when the other team gets it, I'm sitting panicking.
And that's...
You know, every time... Yeah.
And that's the other reason, you know, and Anthony Silva here asked, why can't we score? That's one of the reasons, because we're absolutely awful at dead ball situations. Mm-hmm. We play too much of a high line so that we can't get in behind the team when we're attacking. So we need to go back a little bit. We need to, almost encourage the other team on a little bit so that we can break a bit quicker. And about that time when Walker was midway through our their half, I think, he had about 20 yards in front of him, and he was just walking with the ball. And the commentator actually said, oh, and the Spurs fans start to groan again. It was like, can you see why, though? Because we've got a great opportunity here, and Walker's just walking with the ball, or looking around for the pass. It's like, bomb on, mate, off you go, you know?
So. Look, Steve, I would just, you know, to finish off the show, just quickly, like, just to quickly chat just about the Newcastle game. You know, that first half, Steve, were you there on Sunday?
I was. Let me just, two more. Robert Glentworth said, do you mark students down if they support Arsenal? There aren't any Arsenal kids in my class. And if they are, I convert them pretty quickly into Spurs fans. And James Shohert says 4-5-1 or 4-4-2. You know, we've talked about that already. For me, it's 4-4-2. For Carl, it's 4-4-2. But it looks like being 4-5-1. And you know, we've said what we want to happen. We want Sandro in there. He's number one of the five, and then a mixture of whoever else you want to have in there. I'm going Dembele. Carl, I think, is going Eriksen. You know, and then whoever else. I mean, we're happy with them all. But number one is Sandro. Go on, mate, finish off.
Okay, you know, just the Newcastle game, and, you know, just want to say, like, Steve, that first half was shocking. You know, Paulinho, you know, that tackle, to me, I was so angry with the guy. You know, I've been very impressed with him since he's came, but he slows us down, Steve. He definitely slows us down. And that's something maybe in the home team, you know, in the home games, you know, we need to look at other avenues as we've talked about. But absolutely fuming with the way he went in on that tackle. You know, terrible defending. You know, unfortunately, Friedel, he's not in a race. He's not going to be flying off his line there. But he had really no chance at all with the goal himself. But just so, so disappointed. And, you know, to give the supporters a bit of a shout, I was expecting these massive jeers and boos at half-time. But you heard the odd rumble. But I think most people sort of went, right, but let's not do this. And I think that's what ABB said the other week. Has sort of helped us in that way. I think if AVB hadn't mentioned that, there would have been massive boos went around the ground. But to give them some positive side of it, the second half, Sandro immense. They went for it. How we didn't score at least three goals. But Krul had the game of his life, and how many times have we seen that at White Hart Lane? But there was at least two, Steve, Eriksen and Paulinho. How they didn't score, you know, you can't give the keeper credit for that there. They were hit straight at him. And those guys of that quality should have put that ball in the back of the net. And, you know, for me on Sunday was one of the first times it was so hard to even take the positives out of them talking, oh, man of the match for the goalkeeper, 14, you know, saves, the most ever in a Premier League. I just was so devastated.
Yeah, because it's how many times have we seen it? You know, other teams look at that and go, oh, the fans looking at it and go, oh, they were unlucky there, da, 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 da. It's like, no, how many times has this happened? I'm sick of it. That's enough now.
Definitely, you know, it's got to turn, as you say, with two massive games. Man City away is going to be very, very difficult, the form they're in, and the way we're playing. The only good thing is, possibly, we're playing slightly better away from home. I do believe against Man United, I know United are coming back a bit. I still think United are there for the taking this year. And if we go out and play our game against United, I can't see any reason why we can't get a result. I actually think that's going to be the game that's going to turn our season. I think we'll go away to City, probably lose, or maybe, you know, it'll be a tight, tight game, maybe squeeze a draw out of it. I think we'll beat United at White Hart Lane, Steve, and that will be just the catalyst that it's just going to Farah's on there, beat West Ham in the cup, as you say. That is a massive game. You know, we want to win a cup, we want to go to Wembley. Unfortunately, again, the usual Spurs luck, all the top teams are still in it. Usually by this stage, you know, there's a couple of teams who are going, you know, if we beat West Ham, hopefully we'll get the winners of Leicester and Wigan in the semi-final. But all the big boys are there, so it's going to be difficult. But look, we've got the squad, but we just need a bit more excitement from the team at White Hart Lane. Let's everybody get their chins up and let's get back at it. But I think United's going to be the turning game.
Come on, Spurs.
Come on, Spurs.